Our members in the hospital at the moment are under extreme pressure. I think everybody's aware at the moment, you know, it has gone out in the media that there's a number of ambulances queuing up outside the hospital, 10 ambulances at one point with patients waiting for care. Now, that's only a very visible symptom of the internal problems in Letterkenny. You know, they're under extreme pressure. Now, they have been persistently for the last couple of years since the onset of COVID, but it really is in crisis at this point in time.
What are your members telling you? What are they reporting to you that's made you take this action?
Well, their morale is exceptionally low at the moment. I mean, they're completely overwhelmed. They're burnt out. They don't feel that they can cope with what they're experiencing at the minute. They have a very deep concern for the patient safety and for patient care. They're saying, you know, these delays with the ambulances and for the delays for other patients who are waiting inside, there's a serious potential for compromised care there and a serious potential for an adverse outcome for a patient, and that's not something that they want to see.
No,
they
obviously
want to provide the highest standards, but it's just not really achievable at this point in time.
So, Neil, obviously, you know, it's one of many hospitals around the country, but it seems to be a particular problem in this one and perhaps a couple of others. What is it easy to identify what the key problems are? Is it not enough staff? Is it how the hospital is being run? Or, I mean, what is the problem here?
I think, and our members report this persistently, that it seems to be a perfect storm. Okay, there's a number of factors that are impacting on pressure. I mean, there's a hospital capacity issue. Staffing, I mean, Letterkenny has recruited a lot of staff over the last year, but recruitment is, or retention is a problem now because of the persistent difficult working conditions. So, I mean, at this point in time, we've actually thought that management would declare an emergency because it's not the norm. This is not the usual flow issues. We do believe that in the longer term, and sales have confirmed this, the capacity is a serious problem that's going to be addressed, but that requires investment. That's something that has been identified in Letterkenny for years, but it never seems to have happened to the extent of what's actually required. And we just have to ask the question, when is that going to happen? You know, it's all too often that we see Letterkenny in the media because of these very extreme pressures. They're persistently in the top three when it comes to overcrowding. And when is that going to change? So serious investment is needed here for the hospital.
But I think, you know, for a key figure in an organisation like the INMO to say that, you know, an emergency should be declared, I mean, that must mean things are really, really perhaps worse than people might have thought.
Well, things are pretty bad. I mean, to see 10 ambulances waiting outside, this is an emergency service, but they're not able to get in the doors of the emergency department. That is pretty extreme, and it's something that has to be addressed. Now, in the short term, I mean, what we're seeking very plainly is that management will take all opportunities in order to expedite the discharges. The difficulty is they're telling us that a lot of the patients in the hospital are genuinely very sick. So that they're reaching a roadblock on that. So the public need to be aware, you know, there are other services. We know that management have issued out a notice to the public that where it's appropriate that they would use the GP. And that needs to be looked at in terms of the patient experience right from the GP services all the way through the hospital and to discharge and the home supports, because it's clearly not working in Donegal at this moment in time. And it doesn't appear to have worked well at all, especially since the onset of COVID.
And we also have to look at if there's more people than perhaps should be in there that are particularly sick. I mean, maybe there's a wider examination that needs. I know we have an older population. I know the hospital is inclined to see more than its share of people presenting with respiratory illness. This is outside of the COVID situation. But, you know, if this is an ongoing thing, then capacity has to be looked at urgently, but looking forwards to the middle, the medium and long term, like if it's to be a fit for purpose service.
That is correct. I mean, they have to look at what's going to work in the longer term or medium term, but at this moment in time, it's all hands on deck. And we do know that management are depending greatly on staff who are already burnt out, seeking that they will come in and work extra shifts, trying to hold the service together, and that's just making it more and more difficult to retain staff who really are at their wit's end with this.
What is the turnover like there? I'm not expecting you to have official figures or timelines, Neil, but you mentioned about recruitment, and we know they haven't had a single application for 9 consultants posts that have been advertised now for quite some time, which is very remarkable in and of itself. But are people literally arriving up, they've seen the booklet, it looks good, and then going, hold on a second, I can't do my job to the best of my ability in this environment? Is that what's happening?
I think that's definitely a big part of it. Even before people will go to an area for employment, they're likely going to do a little bit of research themselves and see what it's like. And, you know, really what we want to see is that that people will have confidence in going to the area, but it's going to require investment. Like we said, at this moment in time, it has to be all hands on deck, and that's the priority. You know, protect the public, make sure the staff are well supported. But in the longer term, there really needs to be drastic measures here in terms of investment into Letterkenny Hospital and to look at the services in the community to make sure that they're well supported to keep the pressure off Letterkenny Hospital.
You've sought this meeting, right? But, I mean, there's an immediate concern for your members. And, of course, that then obviously there's concern then for the impact this is going to have on the quality of care. Despite the best efforts, you know, it's a very difficult, clearly, working environment to do the job to the best of your ability. What options are left to you to represent your staff and the patients, of course, to escalate this if it's required? Because the picture you're painting is very, it's one we're familiar with, but it's bad. So what next? You know, you meet with senior management, they kick responsibility up the chain a little bit, blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, well, is there any other options open to the INMO?
Yeah. Well, in terms of what we're seeking, then, when we believe that an emergency needs to be declared, I mean, that is to make the public fully aware of what pressures the system is under. But also, at a point in time last year, Letterkenny did issue out a notice seeking that any available nursing staff will come from other areas, whether it be agency, whether it be other sale the hospitals that may not be under the same pressures, and that they'll be given support in coming to Letterkenny to do that, whether it be through accommodation, stuff like that. I do believe it's at an extreme at this moment in time, based on what our members are describing. And it doesn't look like it's going to resolve in the next couple of days. You know, it's the same small cohort of staff that are literally carrying the weight all the time. Management are under extreme pressure, and it's just going to require that all hands on deck approach in order to get through this. Mm. And then once that's done, it definitely needs to be reviewed to see what is actually required to prevent recurrences, because it's not the first time that Letterkenny Hospital has found itself in this situation, even in the last couple of years.
Is seeking the management to declare an emergency a little bit like sort of, you know, turkeys voting for Christmas, if you get where I'm coming from? And I'm not being in any way flippant. It would be an admittance, would it not, that they've lost control of the situation?
Well, I mean, one way or another, if you have ambulances waiting outside an emergency service, it means that they're not able to provide that emergency service in the timeframe that it's really required. So something needs to be done here to prevent that from happening.
Okay.
And again, the people who are waiting internally, you know, we're perfectly aware at this moment in time that the hospital is absolutely at capacity. They're not able to take on much more. The staff are not going to be able to keep up this pace forever. So urgent support is going to be needed.